Well, the Packers improved to 6-3 after a 31-17 win over the Arizona Cardinals yesterday. Again, wasn't the prettiest of victories, but a victory nonetheless. Can't complain too much. The Packers going into the bye at 6-3, as Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com and I had discussed. That was the goal 3 weeks ago, and Brian, who joins us on the K-Lines here this morning, again, it wasn't easy. Some rocky roads against the Rams, Jags, Cardinals. You wish you maybe saw more of a blowout, but with the injuries that the Packers have had the past 3 weeks, obviously you got to be happy with what you've seen over this last couple of weeks or so.
Absolutely. I mean, just think back to the days when you wished the Packers would just win. I mean, not win like handily or blow an opponent out, which I think is what fans expect nowadays. There were days when you just wanted the Packers just to win, and they're getting it done lately. They've got four in a row now. They're heading into a roll into the bye week, so that's all good news.
Some non-good news was how roughed up the Packers were in their trek to 6-3. Of course, last couple of weeks, they've been without Charles Woodson, Greg Jennings, John Kuhn, and you saw a couple of shots of guys walking to the locker room yesterday, and the collective groaning from the state of Wisconsin and throughout Packer Nation. But Jordy Nelson and Clay Matthews, two guys that we're going to have to wait and see how they're doing.
Yeah, the Packers are a dinged-up group right now. You can add tackle Brian Bulaga to that list as well. He exited yesterday's game and couldn't return. I mean, this group needs a bye week like nobody's business. A lot of people are comparing them to the 2010 Super Bowl season, when they had a lot of injuries that year, although I think there is one small difference. And in that year, you saw a lot of players placed on injured reserve who never returned, whereas this year, these guys are expected to return. So the Packers are going to receive a boost in a few weeks, hopefully.
Take, for instance, at the running back position, where you have Alex Green and James Starks now getting worked in more to the offense. And even if the Packers do go by committee with those two, you're still going to have Cedric Benson to throw into the mix later in the season. Is going to be a three-headed monster kind of back there? Is there one of those guys going to break out? Did you like what you saw from Starks yesterday?
Yes. I mean, Gene Starks wasn't perfect. He actually did had the fumble there. He had a couple mistakes in pass protection. But as far as running the football, I mean, he made some good reads, and things are heading in the right direction, at least, for James Starks. After a guy who missed so much time in his career with injuries, things are trending upward, which is a good sign. And you never know what's going to happen. I mean, Cedric Benson isn't probably going to be back till December. So by that time, you never know who else could suffer an injury by then. I mean, we're not wishing that upon anyone, but it is hard to look into the crystal ball a little bit.
Injury's a big part of this 2012 campaign, especially at the wide receiver position. We were lucky to have Nelson back, Jordy Nelson, but then the first series he exited the game. We'll see how he does. The replacements, the guys, the next man up sort of thing. You have the guys behind Jennings and Nelson, James Jones and Randall Cobb. These are legitimate number one receivers for other teams. Randall Cobb, especially yesterday, what can't this guy do?
Oh, it's absolutely incredible what Randall Cobb is doing. I'm hearing people say that he's the MVP of this team outside of Aaron Rodgers, the next most valuable player. And, you know, you kind of have to almost go with that with the way he lines up in the backfield as a running back at times. He had three carries yesterday. The way he returns kicks and punts, he had over 200 all-purpose yards yesterday. So when you account all the things he does, Randall Cobb is an amazing player, and James Jones absolutely playing well as well.
We're talking with Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com, and one of the friends, I guess you could call him, of CheeseheadTV.com is tight end Tom Crabtree. He does a lot of stuff with you guys, a lot of interviews, a lot of interactions, and it's got to be nice when you see him, not only with the fake punt, but the play yesterday, the 72-yard a touchdown. Does it feel like you're watching one of your kids blossom there, Brian? I know you guys do a lot of stuff with him, and he's had a heck of a season.
Yeah, you know, we've been so lucky that Tom has, granted us access to interviews over the years, and you know, we're a big fan of Tom Crabtree, and he is such a nice guy, and it's nice to see him do so well. I mean, yeah, not only is it just scoring a touchdown, he has the Packers' longest play on offense of the entire year yesterday. I heard a statistic. I think it's the longest play by a Packers tight end since 1979. That was the year I was born. he's having some pretty good success for the Packers this season.
Well, they got the bye week now, the Packers do. After the bye, you're going to go to Detroit, to New York for a Sunday nighter against the Giants, and then Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago, Tennessee, and Minnesota. So not exactly the easiest schedule. They'll be able to kind of control things a bit by playing in their division so much. What do the Packers kind of look forward to? You saw the Bears romp up on Tennessee yesterday. The Lions had an easy victory. The NFC North, not going to be an easy kind of road to get through. Do we still shoot for a division title with the Bears at 7-1, or is a wild card berth the new goal for this team?
Oh, absolutely. You shoot for the division title, and you know, the Packers get at least one more shot at the Bears, and it's not going to be an easy one when they play them on the road later this season. But, you know, that'll be dangling out as a carrot in front of the Packers the whole rest of the season because, you know, they're not going to be able to make up that game, that gap on the Bears in one game, even if they beat them. So, you know, it's going to come down to the wire, and absolutely, you shoot for it. I don't know whether it's attainable or not, but you know, you shoot for it the whole time, and, you know, hopefully they get a bye in the playoffs, a home game, all those things still in front of the Packers.
Well, we're going to give you a bye this week. Brian Caribou will join us again next Friday when we preview the Lions game. Again, Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. We'll talk to you in about a week and a half, Brian.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.